吧。Louis，
没事。
来 ，Holly，Holly，Oliver，Nathan， Lauren， Tanner， Anthony。
Okay. So the groups here that we've got present, could we introduce ourselves? This group.
We're Greenpeace.
Okay.
We're the American Pharmaceutical Group.
Yeah.
GlaxoSmithKline.
Slash Jedi.
No, that's what you are for the other one. The pharmaceutical one, you are thalidomide.
Oh,
yeah.
Nathan.
That's what we're doing, yeah. Okay, so we're doing the pharmaceutical debate first. So, let's start with the American Pharmaceutical Group. What do you think about the pharmaceutical industry? What do you think? So what do you think about the pharmaceutical industry? Do you think it's kind of a positive impact, or do you think it's negative?
I think it's very positive. It's an important part of Britain and the world in general.
Are you American?
Yeah, we work in Britain as well, we work in the UK.
And what do you think that you do then that's so kind of beneficial to the world?
Make a draws.
We're developing new drugs in this to help all of these, like, working
like
we can, so
it's about
trying to help with that.
We employ 11% of all people employed in the UK pharmaceutical industry.
Okay.
And 3% of American pharmaceutical group companies' global workforces.
Does anybody want to chip in then? Are we happy with that kind of view of the pharmaceutical industry, that they're providing jobs and drugs and it's really, really positive? Or are there any kind of negatives that we might want to talk about?
No, because in some countries, in like LADC, like Nigeria and other places, they're supplying drugs to people for free. And then once they come, and then people having to like rely on these drugs. And then...
Are you talking crap?
No, when they're giving them for free, and then these people are like, oh, we're like having to live off these drugs, and then they're saying to them, well, we're taking them off in half free, and then you're having to pay for them, and then can't afford to pay for them, and people are dying to...
Why are you agreeing with
them?
So perhaps like Greenpeace have just kind of mentioned about some of the negative morals perhaps that you have as an organisation. What do you come back to that with? What's your view?
We don't work in underprivileged countries. We work
We've got proof. We work predominantly
in the UK, Europe, and the Americas.
Yeah, that's predominantly.
That doesn't mean you don't work in LADCs.
We've got proof that you're supplying drugs to mothers in Nigeria, and then once they lose them, once they get rid of these drugs that you're giving them for free, then it's paid, and they can't afford to pay.
We're not Nestwick and Miller.
Where did you get that from?
Where are your sources?
Okay, does anybody else have any other kind of opinions to share? Do you want to back up one of these groups?
I was made of these sources.
Okay, what do you think then, Nathan?
I just said what I thought.
And which group are you working for?
GlaxoSmithKline.
And what do you think then?
We are a wholehearted, honest
company. but he's saying that, but yet you're fine for selling unproved drugs in Africa, so can you explain that, please, Mr. Everidge?
Or me.
This is coming from Greenpeace.
He has used a statistic.
Okay. Why would you find 3 billion in Africa for selling unapproved drugs? What did you do?
I believe they were wrongly accused.
Yeah, they were stolen from us.
But that was done by the US government.
There's a lot of...
So you'll find that the US government... The US government tend to...
It wasn't like a scam.
I wasn't even aware that he got...
Where
do you live? In the UK?
So,
or
what's your accountancy? The UK. What's your like? Your accountancy must have been very good. You don't know you've lost 3 billion quid.
I'm sorry, Greenpeace.
Oh, my God, fine.
Nah, I can't see. But it took on me a month, so I'm deleting it. When I delete it, I'm just stopping it.
I bet it's filming until solo.
Just filming.
So. Just recording it. So you've obviously you've had this problem, 3 billion for drugs in Africa. But what about the good stuff that you do? Have you got anything kind of counteract the negative or?
These drugs have significantly improved the mortality rate and dramatically extend the lifespan of people dealing with HIV. Yeah.
Okay.
But you say that, but you're giving it to them and stopping him. You're giving it to him for free at first.
It's on
my stopping
website.
It might be on your website, but we've got proof again. You've been doing this. That's
what proof?
You got fined.
Show me.
You got fined £3 billion for doing it.
For doing what?
The drugs industry is often stolen from and abused in these countries, so people have got reasons to say, I'm the drug industry.
No, but you're trying to get fined £3 billion for not doing it, but people stealing stuff.
Oh, what about the kind of thalidomide group? What do you think? Are you kind of for the pharmaceutical industry or against it?
For?
For, and why is that? Okay, so giving drugs to people who need it, but would you say that people who need thalidomide are people in South America who, you know, are pregnant and don't know the medical implications of taking thalidomide whilst pregnant?
Well, we can't do that, it'll cause birth defects.
Anybody else? I think the Lidl might have lost their battle. Anybody else got any kind of comments about the Lidl?
Is that baby one?
Yeah.
Why are you giving it to people when you know what's going to happen? Why are you still giving it to everyone?
Great thing, my wife.
You
say you know what you do.
There was a lot of
taxes.
It was brilliant, my wife could get Osher pregnant, but she still grew up the war.
Nathan. Go on, girls, read out.
It has been found out that it can treat a type of cancer that occurs in the plasma cells in bone marrow.
Okay.
Yeah, you're actually getting it for him for babies.
Can
you
just get a bone marrow transplant?
You don't give it to him for stopping cancer.
If you're still giving it to people,
I doubt
that. They could be pregnant.
You're lying to them.
Yeah, but that, plus, if it's a woman, she doesn't
woman.
Have a child.
I think I missed it.
You aren't like, they only give it to women who are being pregnant and have any kids. You're actually giving it to women who are pregnant.
Young
people who are being pregnant.
Isn't thalidomide the ones that gave it to, African mothers?
No, that's
no.
Scalp,
I
don't remember.
Thalidomide
is all, like, okay,